Happy Oaks, 99.7 DJX. Kelly and I broadcasting from a guest room at Barnstable Brown.
It's really cozy in here.
It is nice. It is nice.
We'll sneak out and get some snacks later.
The fascinator that you're wearing looks lovely.
Thank you.
Actually, I'm lying. You're not wearing a fascinator.
No.
Because of your...
small head and not enough hair to hold it up.
I know. You were just talking about and kind of lamenting the fact that, you know, you were seeing some of our anchor friends on the news wear
amazing.
These beautiful, beautiful, like lovely pieces of art
like
on their head.
Huge.
Gorgeous.
Look amazing.
Absolutely gorgeous.
I could never wear that.
That's a shame.
I have the size of my head is that of a child. And then I don't have enough hair to be able to like hold it up either. Like,
I mean, you zhuzh your hair out. It looks.
I zhuzh it out. Yeah. Yes. But it's very like it doesn't have enough girth.
Yeah.
To be able to like hang on to a big heavy fascinator, it would just immediately just fall off my head.
That's a shame.
I know. I have to wear tiny little delicate fascinators, which can be cute. But they're going to be fabulous and show-stopping.
So we have a new coworker who moved to Louisville a couple weeks ago, experiencing everything Derby for the first time, right? Mm. So we've been kind of dragging her along to these events, Kentucky Derby Festival events, the track, things like that.
Yeah.
What's one piece of advice you'd give her? Or someone who may be experiencing Derby for the first time.
Mm.
And I don't want to hear that, just don't go.
There's going to be
There's already plenty of those.
Yes.
Just don't go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. But like,
we're looking for other answers.
But like, it's
practical advice.
You got to go at least once.
Yes.
And if you're a native, you understand. It's a rite of passage.
Yes. I'm going to say absolutely don't forget. I think you try the signature drinks. You mm-hmm. try a mint julep. And
yeah.
You try a lily.
Yeah. 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 Sure. I mean,
those are two experiences those are the things, you need to have.
Yeah. Even if you're never going to try or drink a mint julep outside of one day a year,
yes.
which you're probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cocktail. You can drink it any time of the year.
I mean, you
however,
can.
It's mint and it's bourbon and a little simple syrup. It's very easy to make.
Right.
But
it's one of those that maybe you need to acquire a taste for.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't get the best rap for it. I don't dislike it. I just don't gravitate towards it any other time of the year.
On the other end of the spectrum, the lilies go down really easy.
Again, I'm going
to
highlight. I'm going to highlight a text message Kelly sent me earlier in the week from the track. Three lilies in, shot a fireball, feeling good.
And
it was a wonder.
From a fancy bathroom.
That's right. A wonder that she made it to work the next day. You know what? It just shows your true professionalism, Kelly.
Hashtag professional.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Hillary, this is a good one. Flats. Period.
Oh, yeah.
I will also concur because I found myself, we walked over a mile, I think, trying to get to a less congested place for our 16-year-old son to come pick us up.
And that's what you don't even think about. You don't even think. So once you're in the track, you're going to do a lot of walking. But,
sure.
But beyond that, walking to and from is going to be a lot.
Exactly. Either you're finding an Uber, rideshare, whatever, shuttle, or if you parked somewhere in the vicinity, you're going to be
walking
a lot. So make sure that you maybe prepare the heels if you're going to wear heels, like put some pads maybe, because I have blisters that are...
You still have blisters?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Like to the point where I had to drive back from my son's basketball practice with my shoe off.
Oh.
Because it's anything rubbing against it is excruciatingly painful still.
Well, I mean, and that's corroborated by, we just spoke to the mayor yesterday.
Yeah.
And he said, breaking fashion news.
Oh.
He gave us breaking fashion news.
Uh-huh.
Wearing sneakers.
Yep.
On Oaks and Derby Day.
Yep. I know you've got a look that you're trying to achieve, and for ladies,
well,
it probably involves cute shoes.
It probably does, and I will say I've seen a lot, especially in the last few years. So shoes that let's just say blanket comfortable shoes is going to be a thing.
Comfortable shoes.
I've seen a lot of guys wear those tennis shoes that kind of look like dress shoes.
Oh,
those are very popular now where they're like the brown, they're the leather, but they are actually tennis shoes.
Yes. So they're dressier tennis shoes.
Yeah. So I would
you guys
look
have
for,
that option.
Oh,
I'm just saying. They have still a long way to go
when it comes to female,
padding
right.
up and cushioning
right.
cute, fancy female shoes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, all right. So, yeah, good start to the list. We'll help create it. And I think this is going to be good for anybody who might be experiencing
derby do's and don'ts.
Yeah, for sure. Renee, tell them to tip their servers with cash. Do the 50-cent bets.
Oh.
Well.
Good one.
50-cent bets, sure, but you're not going to win a whole ton of money with 50-cent bets.
But maybe that's fine.
That's okay.
Because you're
yeah.
just wanting to dip your toe in and just say, I place
I did
bets,
it.
But not be out an extraordinary amount of money.
I know. My wife said that. I was like, hey, she was at Thurby.
Uh-huh.
Hey, did you win anything? And she was like, I won $3.50.
Look at that. You walked out of there a winner.
Now.
How much did she spend to get
yeah,
there?
I was going to say, well, she spent a couple bucks getting there.
Are we doing the math
she
on,
was like,
on what it took to get to that $3.50 win?
She was like, my horse came in third. It was a show, and it was a turf race, so it was nice. We were cheered, and it was great.
That's
I was like,
great.
I was like, all right.
See, sometimes it's all about
just winning one.
Something.
Just winning one.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to compile this over the day. Oaks Day here on 99.7 DJX.